Welcome back to another episode of the Reseller's Mindset Podcast. My name is Mike, also known as a used book guy on YouTube, along with my friend and fellow full-time reseller, Johnny B. We help people start and grow their reselling businesses from the ground up. We also have a weekly Zoom call and private Discord for all YouTube members. Head on over to youtube.com/usedbookguy to join the channel and gain access to the full-length podcast, Zoom call, and private Discord today. Let's get into this week's episode.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Reseller's Mindset Podcast. Mike sitting next to Johnny today. And since eBay just dropped their huge promoted listing fee update and Amazon announced they are increasing their fees, me and Johnny thought it'd be cool to kind of talk about our resellers getting kind of pushed out of the market with the increases in fees. And is it still, you know, viable to continue down this path? As, you know, I do personally think, as years go on, margins are going to get slimmer, right? I mean, we look at everything. I know you're big on like tracking the cost of everything in your business, packing supplies, all of that nonsense. And I do think, I mean, I think that's just the writing on the wall. But I do think being a reseller allows us to quote unquote eat the fee and, you know, price hikes we have to deal with because our margins are so high. But I do think it offends a lot of people. And you know, I do kind of bust on eBay sellers and say, hey, you know, go sell your stuff on Amazon. And all I can say as an Amazon seller who pays, you know, roughly 45% to 55% in fees on every single item I sell, first time here, welcome to the club. This is just the reality of reselling on online platforms. Johnny, what is your thought? Because you're much more into the eBay side of the whole promoted listings, and you explained it to me, and it does sound like scummy and shady, but at the end of the day, I don't think eBay cares what anybody thinks about it. They're just trying to impress the shareholders.
Yeah, I mean, it's money grab, and it's definitely to increase their, make their stockholders happy, and they got a board of directors and all that kind of fun stuff.
We should put you on the board of directors.
I don't want to be.
I tried, everybody.
Meetings, gross. Basically, it's if you promote it all and somebody clicks on your listing for the next 30 days, it's locked in as a promoted sale, no matter if it comes in through an organic sale or not. So the odds of you getting a truly organic sale anymore if you promote is low. But if you don't promote, you're not going to get any sales probably. So it's a, well, you want to play? Do you want to play the game? And if you want to play, you got to pay. And that's through promoted listings, my friends. And it's weird. There's some conjecture on, well, what happens if I toggle my promoted to like 10 and 8 and 16% and all that fun stuff? What happens to that click? No one knows. We'll have to see. So that'll be fun. And that's coming out in January the 13th. So you got a little room to play with. They're giving us Q4 more or less. And then it's, well, no more organic. I mean, it's nothing more than a sleazy money grab. That's really what it is. It's just they want more money out of us. And we already have a base fee injection for your category. I mean, it's like 15% media. It's like 14.99%. So let's just call it 15%, okay? And then let's say you do 10% promoted. So you're at 25% right there. That doesn't include your shipping label cost. That doesn't include your cost of goods. That doesn't include final value. Well, that I guess final value fees is in there somewhere. And then anything else, like your shipping supply cost and all that. So the lower margin stuff is not going to be worth your time. So you're going to have to increase what you do. So if you're the $4.99 guy, you can still be the $4.99 guy. Just you're going to need a million plus items to make any money. Glenn the bookseller on eBay, essentially. And then on eBay land, it's always been kind of high. I mean, you said what, 50%, 60%?
Yeah, give or take, yeah.
And then the new guys laugh at us because they think our margins are great when they're making 20%. It's all doable. It's just you either got to do a bajillion items or your ASP has to be really up there to make it worth it.
Yeah, I did see, because I do follow a few of the bigger eBay YouTubers, I won't name them specifically, but I follow the ones that aren't super scummy. But I
Just
see
like
people
Jukai.
commenting like, let's all not promote our listings. Like, let's take a stand. And dude, nothing makes me laugh out loud because eBay doesn't care. And I'm gonna be full disclosure, if I was selling on eBay and I hear everybody's gonna stop doing one thing that could benefit my business, then I'm doubling down on that, right? I'm like, yeah, let's stop. And then the day, dude, I ramp it up. I like double my promoted percentage and just get all of the sales. It's tough. I think, it's a balancing act because me and Johnny, we've been part-time sellers when we first started. We have a lot of part-time sellers in the Patreon and in the YouTube membership. So like, it's a balancing act for us. I do think, you got to get a little bit smarter as a reseller. I literally was talking about this the other day. I recorded a video and it's not like it used to be. You got to have a little bit of a business sense, kind of business, all right, well, let me really look at my numbers. The days of just listing something and forgetting about it and getting paid on eBay, Amazon, those days are gone. You gotta pay to play, like Johnny said. You gotta be willing to, I mean, any other business model, right? If me and Johnny launch a brand or have a product, they pay for advertising. Advertising is a huge part of every company's business model. Like their P&L, there's a huge line, it's advertising, and it's usually a lot of dollars in there right next to employee expenses. That's kind of what we're talking about here, is you advertising your products. And I know, I mean, promoted listings, like, people hated them before they did this. And I'm with Johnny here. You got to promote if you want to win in eBay land. It is hard to, unless you have really, really desirable items, like we talk about. You're selling the iPhones, you're selling the gold coins, you're selling the super desirable clothing. Then you can get away with it. But that's like a percent of resellers. The rest of us, we're just trying to make a buck. And if we got to spend a dollar to make a dollar, even then, if you really think about it, you spend a dollar, you double your dollar. That's great in the world of business. But resellers, we're so damn greedy. We're like, every dollar we got to make $50 on. That's really not attainable and realistic anymore.
What's up, Amazon sellers? We wanted to take a second to talk about GoToLister, the software me and Johnny both use to list and manage our inventory and grow our businesses. With the fastest listing speeds out there and built-in profit analytics, it's a no-brainer. Easily and quickly have items available for sale using 2D barcodes and get more for your items with its built-in smart pricing. Make sure to check out the 30-day free trial at GoToLister.com/Mike or using the link in the description below.
Not at all. I mean, even if you were to march on eBay's lawn, the guy's going to look down from his corner office from the 30th floor, be like, raise their percent a day until the lawn is cleared. That's what's going to happen. And then getting desirable items, how many of those can you get? What's the quantity like? Can you get an unlimited supply? If you can get an unlimited supply, you're in great shape. You don't need to promote at all. But if you could only get like 20 a month, and what do you do for the rest of the month? I mean, unless those are like yachts you're selling, good luck. Yeah, it's gonna be an interesting landscape, and I think you're right. Over the years, the margins are just gonna get slimmer and slimmer, and it's how you play the game. And how we play the game is gonna be debatable. I mean, we have all these different business models out there. Some people like OA, some people like RA, some people like just to do the thrift and flip kind of deal. And then some people want to have strategic consignment and other things. But the purpose of the eBay dollars, the Amazon dollars, is to put your money into something that produces money that's sustainable, whether that's investing, whether that's opening up your own business, whatever that own business could be. It could be lawn care, it could be a clothing shop, it could be, I don't know, Mike's Surf and Turf Snacks. I don't know, something. It's to repurpose the dollar because there's going to come a point where you're like, do I want to do eBay anymore? Do I want to do Amazon either more? Whether that's a change on the platform or that's just you've been doing it for 30, 40 years. Maybe you don't want to do it for 30 or 40 years.
No, it's all a balancing act. And Amazon raised their fees 25 cents, 50 cents. Storage fees, long-term storage fees going up. I think we're going to continue to see a trend up. And I think to myself, right, like, What am I going to do to combat it? You just gotta, you either gotta do it or you don't gotta do it, right? The big people win. When fees go up, the big people that have the sell through and the tens of thousands of items listed, they don't care. They're happy. They are happy. This happens all the time. When there's a huge hiccup in Amazon land, people in the Discord will be like, hey, well, if people are going to quit, that's more money for us because it's less competition. That's how these huge companies see it. And can you blame them? No. Can you blame eBay for raising it? No. Can you blame Amazon for raising it? No. At the end of the day, they have to make as much money as they possibly can. But you, as a reseller, can also still make a lot of money. You just got to be, you can't just be the generic, I'm just going to go to my one thrift store and try to flip stuff that's never going to sell on eBay or Amazon reseller anymore. Like that, those people are already out of business. And the problem with the difference between eBay and Amazon is eBay, you can list your stuff and let it sit in your house. You don't get punished for it. Amazon punishes you for it. So they like, hey, you're going to quit, or we're going to make you quit because we're just going to fee you to death at the end of the month. eBay, you still have your monthly store fee, but it's not as high. I think a lot of eBay sellers are more on the part-time side, and they feel like they're being kind of kicked. And I don't blame them for feeling that way, but you also have to look at it as a business. And resellers don't see themselves as businesses, so they just think everything's like a personal attack, when that in actuality it's just a business making more money to keep the lights on. And everybody's like, well, the CEO makes $20 trillion, and Jeff Bezos has 15 yachts. And I'm like, who cares? Like, he doesn't get a vote on what you do in your business. Like, you get to decide what type of reseller you want to be, what category you want to sell in, what you want your margins to be in. You could be the person that sells one item a year, as long as you make whatever money you need to make for the year to cover all your expenses. So be it, right? You don't have to be the person like me and Johnny, who are like, I gotta send tens of thousands and list tens of thousands of books, CDs, DVDs every year. This grind, it is not for the weak. All right. And I know I kind of spin it up on YouTube and it seems nice and easy. And I just go to the sales and I find stacks of Criterion Collection and all these really expensive books. And that is like a blip in the radar for me. Like, it's a 1% chance of me walking into a store and being able to buy 100+ items in a single store or a single library sale or a record store. That's like a 1% shot. Everything else is me just grinding between 10 and 50 items every single store. It is not glorious, and I can see why resellers move away. There is no way, right? I say it all the time. There's no way I would do eBay unless it was something really, a really desirable category with a high sell-through. My whole focus has been sell-through. And I think even when the fees go up, if your sell-through's up, you don't care, right? If the bank account's going up, the fees, you're just like, yeah, whatever. I'm kicking ass over here. But it's the people that are like stagnant or haven't seen no growth. They're like, oh man, I'm just getting squeezed a little bit more. But then I challenge you, like, are you really getting squeezed more because you don't sell shit to begin with? Like, what's an extra 5% on the $30 you sell a month, right? Like, let's take a real look at the business, right? Like, is it really going to kill you that bad? I don't think so. But people like being dramatic in the reselling space.
Yeah, you have to change, you have to pivot, you have to adjust if your business is, I don't know, flatline, unless it's flatline in a good way. But then again, inflation's going to get you over the course of years. So you have to change at some point. You can't just stay that way. And I don't know, the best time to do eBay or start eBay and start Amazon is today, because it's only going to get more difficult tomorrow. It's an ever-growing thing. I mean, the heydays of eBay, the heydays of Amazon, the golden years where there were zero to little fees, those are long, long gone. We're in today's eBay and today's Amazon. Yeah, there's new platforms that pop up, but the problem with those new platforms is they are small in comparison. A lot of the traffic has already been captured by these two people, and honestly, Amazon's the bigger of the two. So if you got to pick one, it's going to be Amazon, or it should be Amazon anyway, because eBay is hard in comparison to Amazon. I'd say unless you're wanting to become a master of your niche, then you should lean toward Amazon. If you want to become a master of your niche, eBay is a good place to do that in, because you got to learn a lot more. And yeah, I don't know where we're going to be at 10 years from now. And if there's going to be a new kid on the block, maybe it's like eBay 2.0 or Amazon 2.0. Because all these companies, even before, I mean, look at Kmart. They went out of business. What was it? Circuit City or
Yeah.
stuff like that. Tried and true household names have come and gone. And it may be eBay's turn 1 year to be gone. It may be Amazon's turn to be gone 1 year. We just don't know. But until that day happens, you got to play with eBay and you got to play with Amazon.
What I'm curious, what percent of your sales would they have to take for you to stop selling books, CDs, DVDs?
30% more than they do today.
Okay, so you're saying like in Amazon land they're taking like 70%.
Yeah, once I get to that point, it's like I
I
gotta
agree.
switch categories. It's like I'm not selling new products here. We're 30% margins, okay.
Yeah, I agree. I think 70% on Amazon would have me just pivot to more desirable items with a faster sell through so you can turn your money, right? Because that's all it comes down to. You can't live on your 30% margins when you're barely selling anything every single month. It just requires too
Unless your
much work,
AP is in the 70s or higher, it's not worth it at
which is
30.
not going to happen in this lifetime in our category. Yeah, it's hard because I like to have the mindset and kind of, you know, cheer on the little sellers, the little guys and girls out there reselling. But I do see it, you know, it's another squeeze on them. But like Johnny said, we don't really talk about finances and we try not to be financial advisors, but like you got to start thinking. What's the long-term play? Or I'm not talking next year. Like, are you investing? Are you going to retire one day? Are you putting money aside for another endeavor, something you really enjoy doing that's going to make you more money? I think we have to start thinking about these things. And even if it's a little bit of money, start putting money aside for yourself. We are resellers. We have the craziest, stupidest margins on some of the stuff we find. So we should be able to put money aside and, you know, live below our means. So one day, when they do decide to raise their fees to 70% and we make no money, right? I think another thing, dude, I've been seeing more bookstores pop up around me over the past 2 years. I think maybe it gets to a point now where, I mean, this isn't going to cause it, but I do think, you know, in the future, maybe the circle of life, you know, turns around here and people go back to retail establishments because it's going to be cheaper to have a brick and mortar than to sell online because, I mean, think about the fees I'm going to pay Amazon this year alone, just as me, just as the little used book guy. I probably won't hit 200K unless I have a really good November and December. So we'll say I do 190 for the year. Amazon is taking probably close to 100K of that. Like I paid Amazon $100,000 just to sell on their platform. Dude, I mean,
I mean, you got 2 years of rent money right there, Mike.
I mean, the idea that we're gonna cry about a percent increase on promoted listings, meanwhile I'm shelling Amazon out 8 grand a month. My Amazon store fee, like your eBay store, you got the starter store. I'm paying 8 G's a month. All right, like I have the highest souped up eBay store possible at $8,000 a month, and do I lose sleep about it overnight, Johnny? The answer is no. It is the cost of doing business and the cost of sending my stuff and never having to worry about it, never packing an order, answering a customer question. Is it crazy when we sit here and talk about it in that perspective? Like, sure, it seems nuts, but then you think to yourself, who else is going to buy this shit that we sell? And who else is going to do the majority of the work so we can kind of just throw it in a box and forget about it? To me, it's worth it because all the costs are factored in, right? When we scan an item with the software, we see it's going to be X amount in fees. We can still expect to make X amount of dollars. Sure, it's not always right by any stretch of the imagination, but if you can factor these things in, I think you could even do this on eBay. If you know you're going to have to promote a 10%, well, when you look at the sold comps and you're outsourcing, right? You don't have the fancy software that Amazon does. You could still think to yourself, all right, what's a tenth of this? Because I can cut that off the price right then and there, in addition to the fees. They got the eBay fee calculator. People just don't want to do it.
No, it's hard. People don't like hard. but no, it's an interesting concept. I mean, we grew up where the weekends were taken up by errands to go out and buy things, right? Before pre-Amazon days. The mall used to be a thing, like an every week occurrence kind of deal. Or the little strip mall that had the bajillion shops in there. Those days are kind of gone. We'd rather just sit home and order it online. But I think people are kind of starting to creep out of that and they miss going out because they don't see, well, people. We kind of need interaction. There was a study, it was a bad study, but they had like a set of 10 babies or two batches of them. And they just had one come in and do the basic needs, like feed them and change them, and that's it. And they had another set of babies where they would actually like rock them and sing to them and give a little bit more interaction. Guess what happened to the 10 babies who got basic needs done? They all died.
They became eBay sellers.
They all just died, or majority of them died. But I think humans need the interaction thing, or else it's you built your own little personal prison, more or less, with your computer. Now you got all the luxuries. You're living the lime life. You got TV. You got all the streaming services. You got this, that, and the other. But even if you're an extremely introverted person, I think you need interaction here and there. And that's what going out causes with these brick and mortar stores, or these retail stores, or going out to eat instead of getting the DoorDash stuff. So it's going to be an interesting swing. Do we go back to what was, or do we continue as is? I don't know. Jury's
Yeah,
still out.
it's tough, man. I think these next 1 to 3 years with reselling and AI, I mean, they're just going to be massive swings one way or the other. And you just got to think to yourself, well, what do I want to be? If you, for some reason, the part-timers usually like to cry the loudest on both eBay and Amazon. And I think to myself, well, it's part-time, right? And when it comes to you getting a full vote, you don't get a full vote because you don't do this full time. And it's tough, man, because it's like you said, it's just a cash grab. But every fee increase is just a cash grab. And I seen people were freaking out on Discord. Amazon laid off like 20,000 people. They're replacing them with robots, And at the end of the day, like it sucks for those 20,000 people, but for the business, they're like, hey. We can save X amount of dollars on payroll. We just have to do the upfront. The same thing happened when I was at CVS, dude. They said, we're going to put self-checkout in the store. So this was like right before I quit, right? I didn't have a store that had self-checkout. I literally quit CVS before they rolled them out. But they said, here you go. We're going to roll out self-checkout. Some of the stores were getting them. Every store that got a self-checkout machine, Johnny, lost 80 hours of payroll instantly. So they said, all right, we're just going to put this machine in, take away from payroll to cover the upfront expense of this. It's the same thing with these huge mega corporations that do this shit. You think Amazon cares about the 15,000, 20,000 people? It sucks. But thankfully, we live in a country where you can just go find another job or you can start your own business. You can start doing anything you want today. That's the beautiful thing about this country. But the only problem is, it's going to be hard work. And I know we're scared of hard work. Me in particular, I don't want to work very hard for my money. That's why I pay Amazon $8,000 a month. So I don't have to work very hard for my money. I just throw a sticker on it and get it out the door. That's literally all I do. But I still got to work hard and go to all the damn thrift stores, the 150 thrift stores and the flea markets and the library sales and every damn thing else every single month to make ends meet. It pays much more than any retail job that I could have in middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania. But if I had this income and I lived in California, dude, I'm barely keeping the lights on with how much I'm making on Amazon. So, like, you gotta pick and choose your battles. And I always tell everybody, go where the money is, right? Like, go make the most amount of money. If it's not Amazon and you can go sell hot dogs on the corner and make more money than Amazon. Then guess what? Amazon needs to go away. Like, you need to focus on your finances. I know I sound greedy, like I'm a Mr. Krabs, like just give me all the money. But at the end of the day, it makes a lot of headaches go away, and you can sleep easier at night when you have a bank account full of a whole bunch of cash.
Yeah, and so depending on how angry I am on the occasions I have to call into eBay, They had this line at the beginning. You've been at eBay for blah bitty blah years. Thank you. I'm like, what are you thanking me for? Tell me exactly. I want the list. Give me the list of what you are thanking me for. And their brain just dies. And like,
Yeah.
we'll get on with what I'm calling in about then. Anyway, yeah, it's interesting. Now, if I think corporate's gonna have to change. It's like, okay, we're raising the fee, but we're gonna have an all-American customer service team.
There ain't no shot, dude.
No. If they do stuff like that, or you know what? Instead of cosmetic things, we've heard you out with all these seminars where you've given us information. We're finally gonna do something about it. Finally, we're gonna take your information and we're gonna produce it, but it's gonna cost money, so we're gonna raise the fees, but you're gonna get what you want. Your wish list of stuff that you've wanted, that you told us that you want, we're gonna implement with your money. You're gonna provide us the money to get the things that you want. It's gonna be great. Everybody's gonna win. But you know what? They don't do that because they don't have to.
How about instead of promoted listings, people just put their money into eBay stock?
Sure.
I mean, right? You benefit from the fee increase, the stock goes up, hopefully, right? It is funny though, because I also think about this. If it went the other way, Johnny, and they said, hey, no more fees, right? And then people, resellers would complain that, oh my God, everybody's selling on eBay now because the fees are so low. Like I truly believe you cannot appease like 90% of the reselling population, whether you change one thing one way or you change it the other way, like outrage just has to exist in today's world. Like the fees are going down. Can you believe it? Now all my neighbors are going to be selling on eBay and I'm going to make less money. Like people will still be pissed off.
Well, I don't know if you remember. You probably do, because we're a similar age. Remember before Blockbuster went belly up, they had those commercials where like we're getting rid of the late rental fees, and you had people in the streets swarming. It was like a party. There's piñatas. There's thousands and thousands of people ripping their clothes off in
Yep.
celebration, because this was a thing that people always complained about. And they finally gave in, kind of. I mean, they just extended it. It was like 30 days instead of 2 days, which is dumb. But it was a good times. I mean, everybody was happy about that. But then they went bankrupt because of streaming services.
True, right? So that's what happened, right? Everybody
Yeah.
complained. Everybody complains that competition is up because, eBay and Amazon reduced fees. And then the business goes bankrupt, and they're like, oh, I told you should have raised fees. They didn't listen to me, right? Like, everybody's always going to be like siding on the side of outrage and like, yeah, I know I was right. Like, and I just kind of look at it from an objective standpoint. It's another day in business. And if you think everything in your life isn't going to go up in price over the next year, like you're crazy, right? Like, everywhere you look, things are super expensive. And if you can't, if you can't stand the heat, then get out of the kitchen. And as a business owner, you got to be focused on your bottom line. Where's your money going? Where's it coming from? How much is coming in? How much is going out? And I know as a reseller, you didn't sign up to have an MBA in business, but we're talking basic business math here, P&L, right? Like this is the very, very basic of being a business owner in, 2025. And a lot of you can just drop your numbers into your little AI friends, right? And say, hey, what does this mean for me? You don't even got to have a real person to talk to. You don't even got to understand anything. The AI can do it for you. And I'm kind of glad, dude. I've always been a math nerd. So the fees going up and people freaking out and people quitting, it's less competition for me. I understand business math. I understand what it takes to run a business. I don't show the full, grind that I do in the business, but I understand it's hard work. But I've worked crappier, shittier jobs by far. I mean, it's not even close. I made a whole lot less money doing a whole lot more work. So if you think eBay fees are bad or Amazon fees are bad, go try getting a job at one of these warehouses. Go throw boxes all day, right? Like you ain't gonna last. You're not gonna last a single day. You're gonna take your lunch early and you're not coming back. Like that's it for you.
Yeah, I mean, we get used or we adjust to the ever-increasing prices. I mean, just like a gas and milk, right? Or eggs. And my coffee went up triple this year. You know what? I'm still buying my damn coffee. I love my coffee. But, like, if you look back in the 90s, How much could $20 get you? You could buy like 30 tacos at Taco Bell, or if you got dropped at the mall, you could see a movie, buy a sweater, go down to Suncoast, pick up a $5, or no, not even a $5, like a dollar movie.
Yeah.
And it was a good movie. We're not talking dollar bin stuff, a legitimate good movie or something. Our money doesn't go as far as it used to. And if you're getting in the same amount of income every year, but you could do less with it every year because of just inflation, you're losing. And we can either settle for less and do less with our money, or we could figure out a way to make our money grow. And that's our job as business owners. How do we make our money grow? Do we double down on what we're doing, or do we pivot or adjust to something else? And it's okay to double down what you're doing. I mean, I'm sure Glenn makes some amount of money selling his $3.99 videos at Amazon land somehow, quarters. I don't know what he makes, but yeah. It's all doable. You just gotta pick the business model that's easiest for you right now and adjust along the road as time goes on.
I'm gonna wrap this episode up with this, right? I tell you all to suck it up, but every night I call Johnny on my Al phone, right? And I cry to Johnny until I fall asleep. I'm like, Johnny, the fees are going up. How am I gonna feed Al? What am I gonna do? And Johnny's like, well, Mike, this is the end of time for you. And I'm like, but I don't want it to be. At the end of the day, you gotta have a business, right? I mean, look how much they made so much money off Alf alone, right? Like how many Alf telephones did they sell, right? And they factored in the cost and they knew when it was
I
time to
lost
stop.
money on that
They
product.
stopped producing Alf telephones when the bottom line didn't make sense no more. And I know it's a hard pill to swallow, but that doesn't mean you're a failure, right? If you do decide to move on from reselling, doesn't mean you're a failure. You just go start another business. We're all entrepreneurs at the end of the day. I think entrepreneurship is the best way to make money in America. I think it's the best way to get ahead financially. So, yeah, as always, we appreciate you watching and YouTube listening, and just get a little bit tighter around the belt and factor these costs when you're outsourcing your items, and then it's like nothing ever changed. So we'll talk to you all in next week's episode.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Resellers Mindset Podcast. Today's full episode and all previous episodes are available to all YouTube members, along with the weekly Zoom call and private Discord. Head on over to youtube.com/theusedbookguy and consider joining for as little as $2.99 a month.